the UAE, inshallah. Mufti, if I fly from Dubai to Riyadh, am I passing the miqat for Makkah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If your intention is to perform Umrah and from Dubai you are flying to Riyadh, so no problem, you don't have to pass on your Ihram day in Dubai. You come day in Riyadh and then you get the domestic flight, or you go by taxi or by bus or by train or whatever you feel like that you are comfortable with. And in that way there, then you pass on your Ihram day in Riyadh. When we were invited for the conference 2-3 times to Riyadh, I myself, I passed on the Ihram day in Riyadh, and then we took a domestic flight, and from there we landed at Jeddah, and then we went to... So there is no problem with that, my brother. So don't let the miqat story and it confuse you and blow your fuses. If you're flying from Dubai or any part of the world to the Riyadh, and then you're going to fasten your Ihram in Riyadh and then perform Umrah, totally permissible, there's no problem with it.
Mufti Sahab, is it sunnah to recite Bismillah before entering the masjid?
Yes, 100%. Go open the Hadith Kitab of Ibn Sunni, Amalul Yawmi wal Layla, and other works and so forth and so on. So you will find Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu, ala Rasulillah. رب اغفر لي ذنوبي اللهم افتح لي ابواب رحمتك. When you go to Masjid al-Nabawi, when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam بيده الشريفة, with his own Mubarak hands, he built the Masjid, and then it got extended, and now till now they're busy. So remember that if you see, you come on the right hand side, the Qibla is the southern direction. So if you come on the right-hand side, you will see that is Babu Salam. And if you come from the left-hand side, from the graveyard side, Baqi side, and that is Babu Baqi, then on top you will see this dua is written there. If you can read Arabic, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah, Rabbi filli dhunubi, O all, we read Bismillah, the name of Allah. We send salawat, salutations, greetings of peace upon the Master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive me my vices and sins. Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, open thy doors of mercy for me. So masajid are places of Allah's special mercy, not places of virus. You say that the masjid is virus and so forth, you go right out of the fold of Islam. You are making a mockery of Islam and the best place in the world. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. The best place in the world, remember, are the masajid, the mosque. Wa abghadul biladi ilallah. And the worst and most despised places by Almighty Allah are the aswaq, the souk, the market, the mall, the bazaar. That, they tell us, remember, is the best place. No virus there. But that is where you get all the virus. The doctors are there, and the hospitals are there, and all these type of things. Clinics are there, and so many other things are there. So remember that therefore Biden is going to pardon who? Oh Fossey, the guy who made millions and billions of people fools and told us to close the mosque and the churches and close your shops and wear masks and all that. Making, it wasn't a pandemic, it was a plandemic and a scamdemic and so forth. So remember that it's sunnah to read the dua. And when you go out on the masjid, also read Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah, Rabbi filli dhunubi, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Ya Allah, I beg of you that your grace give me rizq and sustenance, Ya Allah. And in that way, Allah will bless you with abundant rizq, sustenance and provision.
Mufti Sahab, is it sunnah to put saffron water on the baby's head after removing hair?
Everything Islam teaches us is the best, and we as Muslims, it's compulsory upon us to share it with the rest. So try and juxtapose and draw a comparison during the days of paganism, Ayyamul Jahiliya. This used to happen, they used to slaughter an animal, take the blood of the animal, smear it on the head of the baby. When we laud Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam took place. 40 years the Master alayhi salatu salam lived in Makkah. Before receiving the wahi and revelation, the Master alayhi salatu salam was called Sadiqul Amin, the truthful one, the person of honesty, integrity. Then Surah Alaq, chapter 96, the first 5 verses were revealed. This revelation brought the biggest revolution in the world. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the great tidings, chapter 33, verse number 40. Walakir Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin. You are the messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Wa khataman nabiyyin. You are the last and final prophet and messenger for all times, all places. And given chapter 33, verse 40, then chapter number 21, and verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire creation and universe. So the Master alayhi salatu salam told the Ummah hadith in Abu Dawood and Mishkat Sharif, that when your wife gave birth, for example, to that baby boy, baby girl, so now when she gave birth, yesterday, Friday, so Thursday will be the 7th day, you shave the hair of the baby boy, baby girl, and thereafter you take zafran, saffron, you mix it with a little bit of water, and you apply it on the head of the baby. That is what Islam teaches us. And that is Sunnah Mubarakah, Sunnah Nabawiyah, وَالنَّاسُ أَنْهَا غَافِلُونَ. But majority of the people, they have 5, 8, 10, 12 children, but they never practice on the sunnah. Revive every sunnah of Habibuna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 3, verse 31, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَاتَّبِئُونِي. Follow me immaculately, Nabi Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum. And your sins will also be forgiven.
Mufti Sahab, what is the minimum time between Maghrib and Isha?
We can't quantify it in minutes and so forth, because from season to season it will differ. In South Africa, southern hemisphere, now it's summer. And if you go that side there, you must remember that Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine, and America, and so forth, and all that is midwinter. I was in America, so I know December, January. And remember that if you go to other Canada, it's even worse, minus 15, minus 20, minus 30, minus 40 in some places. So people can't even go outside. The snow and cold is totally cold. You have to wear so many types of different clothing and garments and so forth. So now how are you going to determine that Maghrib time has expired and Isha time has started? After the sunset, look at the horizon. And when you look at the horizon, you will see redness. And when that redness expires, then Maghrib time is finished. And when that whiteness starts, Isha time starts. And that is the fatwa and verdict according to all 4 schools. The Malikis, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, and Hanafis, the fatwa and verdict is on Sahibain's call. Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, because the dalil and evidence is much stronger. And if you want this in black and white, go open Ahsanul Fatawa. When Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Saab, he was Faqihu Hazil Ummah, one of the great jurors and scholars of this ummah. Great, great ulama used to refer to him, like Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab sometimes used to refer to him, who was the grand mufti, remember, there of Pakistan. And the same Mufti Rashid Ahmad used to teach Bukhari Sharif there in Darul Uloom whilst Mufti Saab was alive and so forth. So he was Sheikh al-Hadith and the great mufti. So in Ahsanul Fatawa, in 8 volume, you will find it there, mashallah, that once there is Ghaybubatu Shafaqil Ahmar, that once the redness on the horizon disappears, your Maghrib time expires and Isha time starts. So nowadays, plus minus 80, 85, 90 minutes, depending where you are and so forth. And in sometimes it could be 70, 75, 80 minutes, depending on the season. But the best is you must look at the horizon properly, and the redness disappears and the whiteness starts. Then Maghrib time expires and Isha time has started.
Mufti Sahab, please advise if the marhumins are being punished in the grave for the inheritors not dispensing inheritance timeously, and the differences between the heirs regarding dispensing of inheritance and the way forward.
If the person threw up his or her will according to the Sharia and did everything what the Sharia says, then he or she, inshallah, will not be punished. Because whatever was in their means, they did that. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Yes, the executor, the heirs, they will be punished. Because why? Justice delayed is justice denied. You are supposed to be paying حَتَّى تُقْضَى عَنْهُ. That the person, my father, mother, brother, whoever, will not enter Jannah and Paradise until and unless all the debts are paid to the creditors. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So we should realize what is our duty, that when our father, mother, whoever passed away, is the example, so you, the children, you, the executor. So first is burial, funeral expenses. That must be done immediately. Then the debts of the deceased must be paid. The personal debts, the corporate business debts, all must be paid from the entire estate. And if some friend, family member wants to pay it, so be it, is no problem. Wasiya, that is to bequeath for non-heirs, a person or an organization. The person, the beneficiary, could be a non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Mary also. And the maximum amount will be one-third from the net estate. So that also must be implemented immediately. Then finally comes the shares for heirs. Now you all are arguing, disputing, all just for this carrion and this world. Remember that dunya jifa. This world is carrion, it is jifa. So meaning that we are fighting so much and our father, mother might be punished because why? His or her will was not even Islamic and so forth. So you had to address that, you had to redress that immediately. But now everybody is saying, I want this share, I want that property, I want this car. One person at least, alaysa minkum rajulu rashid. Isn't one intelligent person there? So rather keep the family united than demanding. I told you on several occasions. My beloved father passed away in 1982, Ramadan, Allah grant our honorable parents, Senator Fiddos. So I told my siblings, come, I want to have a meeting with all of you. I suggestion you take this, you take this, you take that. And if you all agree, then my beloved mother asked me, and I like, what you going to take, beta? What you going to take? I said, I will take Abba, Daddy's raincoat, and watch. Nishani, like, this was some sign, like, you know. So she looked at me and she smiled, but I know a mother's dua. So you must remember that is of paramount importance. When will we take our parents' duas, our teachers' duas, which are much important than the whole world of dunya wa ma fiha? So you maintain the family's unity and so forth. When all the heirs, listen carefully to what I'm saying. If all the heirs are sane, mature, and they reach an amicable agreement, you take this, you take this, you take this, and all are sane, mature, and it's done amicably, mutually, then it will be acceptable and permissible. And make sure you expedite the winding up of the estate and not delay. That is totally haram and unacceptable.
The ayat in the Quran pertaining to life insurance.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verses 9 and 91. Chapter 5, verses 90 and 91. 91, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. أي إيمان والو, oh you who believe, oh you who attain faith. 89 different places Allah Ta'ala addressed us here to عاشقان خطابه. This is addressed filled with love and compassion, Allah elevating our rank and status. There's alcohol and there's gambling and all these other things mentioned there. Ritsun, the impure, the napak, the najis, min amali shaitan. It is the handiwork of Satan, Lucifer, and shaitan. First, you must abstain from it. It's compulsory. Alcohol, wine, dine, swine. And you must have from the gambling, casinos, and what have you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then only will you be successful. So now every month you are paying premiums to ABC, XYZ company, and then you paid 1 million. The payout is 5 million, 10 million. From where all that extra money came? 100% interest, 100% gambling. Regarding interest, chapter 2, verses 275, 279. So all that excess money, extra money is all haram. 10 months of dirt is another month of bruit. One person died and now the budal and the money went to somebody else. Sometimes the parents kill their children so they can collect the life insurance. Sometimes the children murder their parents, get a hitman and so forth. All these things we know about. So therefore life insurance, ijma and ta'meem, they call it in Arabic, absolutely haram and totally haram according to all schools. So therefore, we should not look for loopholes and for shortcuts and so forth. A nation that looks for loopholes today is Saturday. وَيَوْمَ صَبَتِهِمْ شُرْوَعَىٰ. Go and read chapter 7, verses 163 to 167. And Allah Ta'ala told the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews, no fishing on Saturday. And all the other days, no fish would come. And Saturday came, Yom HaSab, the fish would be jumping. How you Jutla? How you Jutli? So the Jutla said, we must make a plan. Let's make a plan, you see. In Afrikaans, make a plan, you see. So they then, from their houses, they made pathways to the ocean. Then they told Allah, we didn't fish. The fish liked us so much, it came to visit us. And then we just collected it. We put it in the bucket, we put it in the net, and so forth. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala says, chapter 7, verse number 166, become monkeys physically, literally, and became disgraced and most humiliated. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 66, Allah made them into swines and pigs, and literally and physically, and into monkeys. This is Quran. So therefore, we should be very clear that we should not be looking for loopholes. This Maulana and this Mufti Sahib and this Sheikh said it's permissible. All that means nothing. Pehle te Mufti Masail ke batane wale. Ab bhi hai Mufti Mufke kaane wale. Iqbal said, Iqbal Marhum said so. Oh, now he's considered a Shahir Mashriq, the philosopher, poet of the East. So he used to say before, initially, the true Muftis would issue the fatawa verdicts. Nowadays, some of the Muftis, they paid barus. They are yu'minuna bil jayb. How they use Islam and religion just to fill their pockets up. Sharia compliant and halal logos. What's all that? Majority of the time, it is just dollars for dollars, and so many of them masquerading around on the TV, actors and so forth. So therefore, we need to name them, shame them, and tell them properly that they have to jump off and stop leading the people astray. All life insurance haram in the light of Quran Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, what advices can you give before moving into a new house?
First advice, you can move in any day of the week. But we encourage people to move in on a Wednesday or on a Friday in your new house, new shop, new warehouse, whatever it is. Why Friday? It's Sayyidul Ayyam, chapter 62, verse number 9. Quran Sharif is making ishara and telling you, you want to start a business, you want to start something good. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. You see, I told you just now, when you leave the masjid and read, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. Jumma Salat is finished. Yesterday I was there in Jamia Usmania. The masjid packed to capacity. Not only this Friday I was there, every Friday. Sheikh Munir is there. He's a Qaqariyah. He's a lawyer, mashallah. A graduate of Qasim al-Ulum, Munir Adam, mashallah. And, you know, he introduced and I spoke for over half an hour. So, you know, you come to Cape Town before Azad, the masjid is packed already. And our Transvaal, Gauteng, tell you, the Ali sees any masjid that happens. Yeah, guys come when the khutbah is on, the Arabic khutbah. In Cape Town, things are vibrant. You say something, they just shout takbir, and everybody is Allahu Akbar. So you can see that people are buckled, they're not sleeping and catching fish and so forth. So anyway, that means fadlillah, seeing the provision and sustenance of Allah. So it's Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, so you move in, mashallah. Why Wednesday? Open Maqasid Hasana, the Allama Sahabi, rahimahullah. People say they can't find it. Go read right in the ending, Mother Aisha Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha, radiallahu anha, statement is there. That you want to get married, you want to start something, do something, then do it on a Wednesday. Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah has even written about the Hanafi school there. That Allama Marghinani, the author of Hidayah, when the academic year would start, he would start on a Wednesday and start teaching and so forth. Our Akabir, our great, great giant, remember, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, I studied there. So remember that Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976. So he was Faqihu Hadil Ummah, the Grand Mufti, one of the greatest scholars produced in Indo-Pak. So when he was principal and in charge, the madrasa used to open on Wednesdays. The academic year would start. Nowadays things have changed. You go to Jalalabad, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Tawwarallahu Marqadah, he passed away on a Friday, 92. So there also, they start on a Wednesday and so forth. So therefore, do that. What must you read? Read Surah Baqarah. Why Surah Baqarah? He, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً By reading it, you will receive barakah, blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا You don't read it, you'll be remorse and regret. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةً And the evil forces cannot overpower it. Authentic hadith. Imam Muslim has mentioned this wonderful, beautiful hadith. Today you buy a new car, you move into a new house, you open a new shop, premises and what have you, you know, whatever it is, provided it's halal, people superficially, they say, mashallah, alhamdulillah, but inside they're burning with jealousy and envy. That is the ummah today. So therefore, read it, and Allah will protect you min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of harm, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, when going for umrah, in Medina, in Makkah, do we as females read our full salah or qasr salah when reading in the hotel room?
First, you need to understand who will read qasr salah and who will read full salah. According to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, so majority scholars, if you stay in a place for 4 nights or more, 4 nights or more, you are staying, I'm here in Cape Town, if I'm staying here 4 nights or more, so then according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, so I have to read full salah, whether I'm reading at home or whatever, or in a masjid and so forth. Remember that, and the wives also, the ladies, I'll do that as well. And according to them, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, if you stay in the place 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights and so, then remember you are specified as a musafir. And then you will read qasr salat. So if your stay in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara is for 4 nights or more, then you will read full salat. And if it is less than 4 nights, then you will read qasr salat if you are reading alone, like you, the lady, reading the hotel room and so forth and so on. Secondly, according to the Hanafis, the dividing line, separating line is if you are staying in a place for 14 nights or less, then you are musafir, you are a traveler. And if you are staying for 15 nights and more, then you read full salat. So that is your separating line that you should remember, and that will make life easy for you. And for you, ladies, if you read in the Haramain Sharifain, you read behind the Imam, the salat is valid. And then you will read four rakats of Zuhur, Asr, Isha. But if you are reading at home, then and you musafir, then you read two rakats. And remember, it's ijma and consensus that if you read in the hotel room, the reward for you females will be much, much greater and superior. MashaAllah, I just came out from the house, and now it's a wonderful day in Cape Town, and you know, everything seems cool and calm, and our brother Hassan Badat came here, MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward him, and we continue now to Masjid Zakariya.
Mufti Saab, can we take one more question?
Ji.
Mufti Saab, when it comes to a proposal, is it permissible for the girl to put on some light makeup when the boy comes to see her? Number two, how long should they speak for? And number three, should she take her parda off when talking?
So when the suitor or the shooter, whatever you want to call him, comes to see our daughter, our sister, so let's take the last question first. So must she take her parda niqab off? Yes. He goes so he can see you and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mughira bin Shubah radiallahu anhu, did you see her? Then he said, no, I didn't see the face in that properly light. He said, go and see, and then you won't have regrets and so forth. That will bring about ulfa, muhabba. So that it is permissible. Second one, the boy and the girl are still strangers to one another. So they can't be alone there. La yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithuhuma shaitan. So remember that when you have a strange man, strange woman, that the third party there will be Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So the ladies, mahram, father, brother, nephew, somebody has to be there. Third one, can she put makeup and so forth? Totally haram, that is. Because why? She's not the wife. So now you're putting makeup and lipstick and all that for a strange man. And Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a lady emerges from her home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَدِّرَةِ, and she applies all this perfume, lipstick and what have you, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ قَدَى وَقَدَى, then you're passing the man, let him see you, then فَهِيَ زَانِيَةِ, she is just like an adulteress. So he is very similar to that. You are a total stranger and you're putting lipstick and makeup and so forth. So you're committing the crime of zina almost, remember that. So that is totally unacceptable, haram. How long can they speak and so forth? 5 minutes is sufficient. So remember, you just have to ask the questions, what your age, and you must remember where will we live if we get married, and which ulama you know, and do you read 5 daily salat and so forth. That's all. We saw 1 minute and 2 minutes, and we said, next day is nikah. That's how we got married to Allah. He said, no. There is Ramadan coming, so after Ramadan, then 10 Shawwal, we got married with Allah, sir. Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married Sayyida Aisha on the 10th of Shawwal, as mentioned in Mirqad, Mullah Ali Qari. We have a Masjid Zakariya now. Jazakallahu khairan wa salim. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.